Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm a sick Tim.
And I'm a healthy Frank.
Oh, Frank, you're so healthy. But despite healthy. My sickness, so my voice may start to go during the course of this podcast, we are still drinking beer because beer is healthy for your sickness.
It is. It is. It's good for the soul and for the body.
Mm-hmm. What are we loving today, Frank?
Today we are loving Harpoon Brewery's Winter Warmer.
We are fully... Established 1986.
Yes. It is. Definitely, you know, we were finishing up some Oktoberfest the last couple of weeks, let it go into November, a little bit into December maybe, but here we are with our winter beer, Harpoon Winter Warmer. I love it.
It is warming me. It's warming my heart. Do you know what else warms my heart, Frank?
What? I don't know what else. Would you please tell me?
Christmas.
I love Christmas. And
Christmas
it's so
warms
soon.
My heart.
It's coming up so soon.
It is coming up so soon.
It warms your cold, black, icy heart, does it?
It does.
Oh,
it does. And now, what is the best way to spread Christmas cheer?
Well, there's a number of ways, but the one that comes to mind is singing loud for all to hear.
That is correct, Frank.
Oh, okay, good.
That's excellent. And
thank you.
Today, we are going to be talking about our favorite Christmas music.
Oh, righto.
Yeah,
righto.
Righto. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Ooh, one Christmas song that
one.
I have to choose?
You must choose.
You must choose, Sheriff Woody.
The most obscure line of all of Toy Story.
I actually think that when people say you must choose or anything about choosing,
I think Toy Story. Yeah, you must choose, Sheriff Woody. I say it a lot, too, and I think you're the only person that's like, yes, Sheriff Woody, obviously. Anyway.
Okay, but yeah, my favorite Christmas song is tough to choose. So I really can't choose just one. I'm unable to choose one favorite Christmas song.
Okay.
I see you thinking. Are you thinking of yours?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I have a couple of favorite artists that I must listen to
right
at the Christmas season. May I tell a story?
No.
Oh.
We don't like stories here.
I thought we were friends here.
No, we don't like stories.
My dad.
What did I just say?
Oh.
I said no.
No, this is not a story. This is
an anecdote.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A morsel, if you will.
All right. Tell your story.
I think we said this a few episodes back. My dad liked to make mixtapes. And he made a lot of mixtapes at Christmas. Every year he'd make a new one, and we had this huge collection of mixtapes, and every year there'd be a new one to the collection. Christmas 1994, Christmas 1995, etc. And so, you know, he would pull songs from vinyl and from CDs and from other tapes and make these mixtapes, and this would be the new Christmas mix for this year. And so every year my family and I, when I still live with my family, when I was a kid, we would pull them out every year, pull out all the tapes, and, you know, we'd play these mixtapes, cassettes. My family still plays them. Like, we have a working cassette player hooked up to a stereo
in
the living room. And like that's the soundtrack.
That's awesome.
For between Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's the soundtrack in the house. It's
that's
just
cool.
A random assortment of these tapes. Just grab one and put it in. So, there's a lot of things that I, you know, associate with Christmas time and I get nostalgic to hear, because I grew up listening to those tapes.
Right.
So, a number of things. So obviously Bing Crosby.
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Perry Como.
A crooning Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Perry Como, of course.
Perry Como also. And there's some more obscure stuff too, which if we have time later, I'll get into it. But I also love the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. Those are three of my favorites. I have others, but what are some of yours? What do you have a favorite song?
I go back and forth between two, but I think I do have a favorite song. It's either Carol of the Bells.
Oh, yeah.
Or White Christmas.
Nice. White Christmas is
two
classic.
Kind of polar, but it's not. It's specifically, I think, Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Because sure. I guess anybody can really sing White Christmas. But sure. Some versions I can take it or I can leave it.
Yeah.
But I love Carol of the Bells in pretty much all its forms. So maybe that one. I think the first time I heard it was in Home Alone. When he rushes home and he's like, I got to make the house dangerous for people.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I love Carol of the Bells.
I love Carol of the Bells. It's fantastic. White Christmas, too. You know, I was just saying just a couple of days ago, I love Bing Crosby's White Christmas is like, you know, obviously like the gold standard of Christmas songs.
Absolutely.
Like that and Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song are like two just absolute classics,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But the only version of White Christmas that I enjoy as much, maybe even a little more, depending on the day, than Bing Crosby's version is the instrumental version by the Boston Pops.
Oh, yeah,
they do
absolutely
a beautiful rendition.
No
of that
one
song.
Does Christmas like the Boston Pops.
Oh, yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Have you ever been to Christmas with the Pops since we live in and around Boston?
Spoiler alert, Frank, they're going to find us now. All of the people.
All of them.
All of them. No, I've never actually been to Christmas at the Pops. No.
Yeah.
I've been to the Pops.
Right.
But not
right. You've mentioned before. Pops, yeah. You saw John Williams there.
I did.
Yeah. The only
we
time
waved at each other. Not really. He was waving his hand and I waved mine, he was waving at
he
the
was
orchestra, which is not really waving. No. It's different, but
that's kind of his job.
I'm counting it.
Okay. Yeah. I was lucky enough to see Christmas at the Pops last year.
Oh, that's, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't remember you
going. I went with my sister. She came down for a weekend and we went together. That was my present to her, actually.
Oh, okay. Nice present to yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's great to give people tickets to things and they have to take you.
Yeah.
it was really fun. It was really, really nice. And one of the cassettes that we always listened to growing up was a Boston Pops cassette, not a mixtape, but like a store-bought cassette that our family's had since like the 90s. And it was like Christmas with Boston Pops. And it was like all
Sleigh
these things.
Ride.
Yeah.
The classic Boston song.
Exactly.
Sleigh Ride. It's ours. You can't have it.
No, it's true.
It's ours. It's
Leroy
the Pops.
Anderson.
Yep. Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but there's one that's like a big Christmas medley that's like their signature thing.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So there's that. But they played at the end as an encore, they did their version of White Christmas. And it was like the whole show, they were playing songs that I'd heard them play on this cassette and everything. And they were mixing it in with a lot of new stuff. You know, they did some stuff from the Polar Express, right? The Tom Hanks animated movie, which was really nice. They had someone come out and read from the book while they played the soundtrack of the film.
That's awesome.
Really cool.
I'm a big fan of the book. I grew up with the book.
Yeah, same. Yeah. So that was really cool. But the moment that struck me most in that concert was in the encore when they played White Christmas, their trademark signature arrangement of White Christmas. And it starts with these flutes, like the reeds, and I was instantly transported to being like 6 years old in my family's living room, sitting next to the Christmas tree and hearing that tape come on. It was just like this sound was the same sound happening, being reproduced in front of me that I had heard
that's
hundreds
amazing.
Of times. And it's like, oh, I feel so warm and cozy inside now. It was really nice.
Absolutely.
So I love that version of White Christmas.
That's awesome. I love the white. It's not Bing Crosby. Maybe it is Bing. No. Anyway, I love the Home Alone White Christmas when he.
That's a great version.
I love that version. I don't know. It's not even overtly Christmassy, but
I mean, other than the fact that it's like Christmas, it's not.
It
like
doesn't
a,
sound like a hear yeah. these jingle bells in the background. Yeah. It doesn't have that. A friend of mine, who's a professional musician, he was contracted, maybe last year, or the year before, to write a Christmas song. And for something, I can't remember what it was for the life of me.
It's the Drifters, me. By the way.
Oh, thank you. Okay. But he was contracted with this Christmas song, and he was talking about it, because I'm also a musician, so we talk about our musician things sometimes. Not often, but sometimes. And he was like, well, Christmas song, it has to have Jingle Bell. Like, it has to have Jingle Bells in the background. This is not a question. Hmm. It has to be there. Otherwise, it's just another song.
Sure.
And I said, that's an interesting perspective, because I was like thinking back at like all the Christmas songs that I've heard. I'm like, there's not too many of them that actually have Jingle Bells
sure.
in them. Jingle Bells wasn't originally even for
right.
Christmas. It was for yeah. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Which we just kind of adopted. But Christmas kind of adopted a lot of songs that aren't necessarily Christmas songs, like Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Christmas at all.
Do you know the origin of that song?
No, I don't.
Do you know the name Frank Lesser? He's the guy who wrote Guys and Dolls.
Okay, I knew I knew that name. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was, you know, a playwright and a songwriter and everything. And he and his wife at the time wrote that song. That's a song they used to sing at parties together.
Oh.
That was like they'd entertain, have people over at their house, and they'd play the piano and they would sing that song.
That's cute.
And it was the song they would play when they wanted everyone to go home, to say, okay, go home now.
That's
party's over.
Awesome.
I really can't stay. Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Like the end of the party. That was how they would end the party. So, and then actually later, that song, it was just theirs. Like they never published it or anything for a long time. And
right.
then, some movie with Ricardo Montalban in uh-huh. it actually is yeah. the first recording of it.
Ooh.
You know, other than their private rendition of it.
That's very interesting.
And I think they fought over that. It was like, no, it's our song. Well, it's okay. I'm going to sell it anyway. That kind of thing.
Huh.
But no, it wasn't a Christmas song at all. It just happens to mention like snow. And it's cold.
That's very interesting.
My favorite things from The Sound of Music.
Not a Christmas song. Decide, like, why?
Well, it's like, it's in, nice things. It's in, like presents, it which is like
presents.
Christmas.
Like, no.
That's a stupid reason.
No, she sang it because, well, depending if you're watching the stage production or the movie,
the film,
in like two different spots. But neither of the reasons that she sings the song is for Christmas.
Nothing to do with Christmas either way.
Nothing. Nothing. For Baby It's Cold Outside, I want to say that song came back because of Elf.
Probably.
Because I did not grow up with that song.
Oh, no. I grew up with the Dean Martin version. I love the Dean Martin version. Dean Martin's another voice that I associate with Christmas. I love him any time of year.
Yeah.
But his Christmas stuff.
All these guys, Frank Sinatra. There's something about...
like the Rat Pack in general.
It's very difficult. Okay. Breaking into the music industry is very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking into the Christmas music subgenre popular music, so hard.
When you record an album or a song or whatever that becomes a standard that gets played on the radio, you know, during the Christmas season, that's when you really know that you've made it,
right?
You know, when you've joined that rotation.
Absolutely.
When Mariah Carey, you know, joined the rotation with All I Want for Christmas Is You,
good for
that's
her.
When she,
that's impressive.
Yeah,
good for her. Yeah. That's hard. It's hard ground to break into.
It is.
Because it's frosty and it's winter and you can't break into the ground in the winter.
Yes, Tim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously. No, but you're right. But like, name me a couple of songs besides All I Want for Christmas Is You that's like a Christmas song that's been super popular. Like a new one.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to. I can't think of any like really new one. I mean, there's been some like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer has now made it into radio territory.
Yeah.
Or like there's that song, The Christmas Shoes, that like sparked a Lifetime movie or a Hallmark movie or whatever it is.
Christmas Shoes.
Yeah. Was it Rob Lowe in that movie?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I don't know.
All I know is that I'm super happy to listen to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer or whatever. And then when that song comes on, I'm like, and good feelings gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's another. So there's a whole like, there's a couple of like sad Christmas songs that it's like, oh my God, this is so sad. There's The Christmas Shoes.
Yep. To remind you that life is hard.
How
even
about
at Christmas?
Do you know the Nat King Cole song, The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot?
Yeah. That song is terrible.
That's heartbreaking.
Horrible.
What?
Santa doesn't forget. He's like an elephant. Santa is like an elephant. He does not forget.
It's like, oh my God, this is the saddest. Why are we playing this during? First of all, it says that Santa's not real, which we all know is a lie.
Lie.
A lie.
I track him on the internet every year.
If NORAD says he is real,
then he is real.
Do you know for years,
NORAD sent Matthew McConaughey to space. Therefore, Santa Claus is real.
Did you know that for years when I was a kid, I thought that NORAD was just like, oh, those are the guys that track Santa Claus. I didn't realize NORAD was a real
that's
thing.
A thing.
Aside from that,
it's like NORAD is like North Arctic.
Yeah, whatever.
Response. Like,
come on, bring it home. Bring it home.
Response. Alternative development.
Like, sure.
I can just say words and put them together. Just, and be like, yes, yeah, that's what NORAD means.
It's like in the Santa Claus where it's like, compact disc. Yes. Cocoa dispenser.
Yeah.
yeah, like, it's really. Whatever. Those are songs that should. I don't know why they're like, let's listen to these on the radio.
There are a couple of songs
Christmas.
That I'm like, or even like, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Mm, like, mm-hmm. Why is that a thing?
Or Santa Baby.
Santa Baby's odd. Actually,
Baby's creepy.
It's kind of creepy. No, what's even an odder version of that song is Michael Bublé's version of that song. You've never heard it?
Maybe,
he's like,
I don't know.
Santa Buddy, why don't we go skiing for free? You and me. Yo, it's so weird.
It's
very weird. I made up those lyrics at that moment. I
but
do remember, hey,
Santa
he does say Santa Buddy. Yeah. Which is, it's weird.
A little weird.
It's odd. Yeah.
The Eartha Kitt version makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you imagine her in a Catwoman getup, right? Like singing. No,
definitely not. And definitely
Santa
not
baby.
Also with a Santa hat.
You will now.
Definitely
also
never.
Definitely never.
Definitely all of our listeners are now picturing that.
Either that they're Googling Eartha Kitt and Catwoman outfit going, oh God, like, why is that going to be the thing I picture at Christmas now? All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, I think I've used that maybe 5 times already this year. Like, what do you want for Christmas? My two front teeth.
Yeah.
One day, I'm going to knock my two front teeth out, and that joke's going to be on me.
There we go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But not this day.
Not today.
Not today, Zurg.
Just Toy Story quotes
I know.
All over the place.
But it's not this day was Lord of the Rings, but I'll let you slide.
All right, that's fine.
Because I almost took that and moved it into Toy Story, but you did it for me,
so cool.
I'm all right.
That's what I'm here for.
Did you see the Toy Story special? Have you ever seen that?
I saw it last year, yeah.
I did not.
I didn't watch it this year. It was pretty good. It was fun. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Another time.
Another time. Yeah. All right.
But yeah. What's another song? I had one right on the tip of my tongue that I was going to say that's not really... Oh. oh, God. What's the Judy Garland song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
No. well, all right. Let's.
It is the Judy Garland song.
That is true.
I think I know which one you're talking about, and I can't remember it. So I'm going to talk about God Bless Us, Everyone.
Okay, good one.
So I'm going to say that has made it into... I guess, radio...
From
Christmas, Disney's A Christmas Carol
from the
by Andrea Bocelli. Is that intro?
From the Jim Carrey.
Yes,
3D
yes.
animated.
I think
one.
Alan Menken wrote it, but
oh, did he?
But
okay, I'm thinking of the Alan Menken A Christmas Carol with Kelsey Grammer.
Oh no, that one.
No, different.
No. I think it's. Well, hold on. Let me look it up. You do your Judy Garland.
Yeah, it was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I just couldn't remember.
Oh, I always forget that's her at first.
Yeah, but it's actually kind of a depressing song too. Like, not as depressing as Christmas Shoes or Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot, but it's
agreed.
Like, it's still like, it's depressing because it's all like, until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Like,
I was actually listening to the way here.
It'll
I
be
was,
okay. Yeah. We'll make it.
We'll make it there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then Frank Sinatra.
Or even I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's kind of another, like, almost melancholy type.
Yeah.
Like,
but at least it has.
Maybe you won't make it there.
Well, because that's about wartime, though.
Right. Exactly.
Right. But this one is like Frank Sinatra asked. And I guess this one probably is too. I don't know, but to come out around that time, so it makes sense. But Frank Sinatra asked to change that to hang a shining star upon the highest bough to make it more happy.
Right. Well, what's the original
until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Right. Like, and we'll make it, I guess. But instead, it's like, why don't we make it about decorating the tree, huh?
Yeah.
make it jolly.
So make it jolly. Can you see him like with a cigarette in his fedora? Just like, make it jolly. We're making it jolly. All right. Hang a star above the shining
bar. Yeah, exactly.
The Andre Bocelli song.
Yes.
You know, it's like the come together, yes, one, yes, and all.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. I have to do a weird voice because because I've only heard him sing it. Right. So every time I was like, what's that song? I'm like, come together, one and all. Like, this has nothing like him. Like,
close enough.
That's close. Yeah, whatever. I do like that one, though. I like songs I like Christmas songs that almost make me think about other Christmas songs, if that makes sense. Songs that, I guess a lot of almost religious Christmas songs, a lot written in the same time, they do sound rather alike. Like Hark the Herald Angels Sings could potentially sound like O Come All Ye Faithful to some. Or, to, you know,
they have a similarity.
They have a similarity to move in that track together. Yeah.
Actually, Perry Como has a really nice medley of a bunch of those like Christmas songs. And it's funny how well they flow into one another. And then he intertwines things like We Wish You a Merry Christmas in there. But the first Noel, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
The deluxe edition of the Home Alone 2 soundtrack.
Okay.
Follow me here.
I'm following.
John Williams composed the music to Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yes.
And in Home Alone 2, Kevin, I think I've talked about this before. Kevin goes to meet the pigeon lady and they hear some of the orchestra play Christmas music.
Yes.
But that whole medley is on the deluxe edition of the soundtrack.
Nice.
And so it's all of those songs strung together, potentially John Williams arrangement. I'd have to check, but
seems likely
that counts as one of my favorite Christmas songs. No, all definitely. Those That's together great. With like the horn section and the strings and this, it's really gorgeous.
I also like,
Oh, Holy Night, Oh, Holy Night, Oh, Holy Night.
We've talked about this before, but refresh my memory. Your feelings on sort of, you know, music with lyrics versus instrumental. And what you like better and why.
The movie music and lyrics is pretty good, but it's not like.
You're funny.
It's not my. I know.
You're funny.
I know. I'm hysterical.
You're a really funny man. The movie
is pretty good.
I've seen it. It's okay.
It's okay. It's not great. Yeah. Christmas music is weird because I know they're almost like indelible.
Yeah.
At this point. And so. It doesn't hold the same for me, but instrumental versions of songs tend to always be my favorite because I have a hard time hearing lyrics.
Okay, that's right.
That's
right. I remember we had this conversation not that long ago.
We did. Yeah.
I just couldn't remember what the outcome was. Okay, so with that in mind.
I remember talking to you.
I remember words coming at me, but I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. They're whispier. So I mentioned the Boston Pops, great, you know, staple of Christmas.
Yeah.
I also love, I just remember listening to a lot of organ, like pipe organ Christmas music. There's one guy called Virgil Fox.
I don't know him.
He was just like, I don't know, he was around like the 60s and 70s and 80s, I guess. But he was a great, great, like, you know, accomplished organist.
Yep.
And played he made a lot of Christmas albums. That's really fun. There is Percy Faith and his orchestra. These are getting kind of deep cuts now.
Yeah.
But if you grew up anywhere in the New York tri-state area and you remember watching the Yule Log on WPIX Channel 11, they use a lot of Percy Faith music in the background of the Yule Log. But then also like a lot of brass quartets and string quartets and that kind of thing. Like the Canada Brass, doesn't really matter who, but like just there's a lot of nice brass quartet arrangements of, you know, instrumental arrangements of Christmas music that I remember listening to a lot of.
I'm going to have to check those out.
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
I'm all about that brass, about that brass. No strings. I'm all about that brass. Yes.
I might join
the parody status of that song. Yes.
Guys, do you hear the Beer with Geese parody?
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Said no one. I'm all about that beer. Right. About that beer. No geeks. I'm all about that beer. All right, I'm done. Sorry.
You're making it worse.
I might put a link in the show notes. So if you go to beerwithgeeks.com for this episode, I might put a link to a couple of Spotify playlists that have some really good Christmas music.
All the music.
I have one in particular that I created that has like 200 songs.
Send it to me.
From those. Actually, that's what you and I were listening to earlier. Was my
playlist. Oh, really? Oh, it's a very nice playlist.
Thank you.
I assumed it was Pandora or iTunes Radio of some kind.
It's me. And those are all of those songs appear somewhere on my dad's mixtapes that he made.
That's cool. It's like being part of your family.
Exactly.
Exactly. That we now know is near the Boston area.
Correct. I've never made any reference to New York.
No, never.
Not
You're definitely 2 minutes
not
ago. Wearing a Yankee shirt right now. I definitely didn't draw a giant Red Sox B and stick it on the back of your shirt while you weren't looking.
I thought you were just patting my back like you always do, gingerly,
all the way down your spine and around your shoulder blades.
Oh, I thought you were just caressing me again. Sorry.
Another day,
it was the
another
beer.
To go back to songs that made Christmas status?
Yes,
Straight No Chasers, 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh man, yes. Okay, now I haven't heard that on the radio, but.
I have. Yeah, that's the first time I heard it. Was on the radio.
Really?
Was my dad came home and he's like, "Have you heard this song by these people? Because they're amazing."
Okay,
my whole family it's a group of musicians. So my dad had to come home and be like, "This group is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big deal. That's high praise."
Yeah, and they are incredible.
They're awesome.
They're incredible.
They're awesome.
They're actually a new. I would say they're like the newest addition to my like need for like must have this in my Christmas playlist.
Yeah, agreed.
They just put out a new album.
Yes,
this year.
I saw that. Yes,
and it was very good.
Yes,
I listened to it.
You were good
today.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Oh,
it was excellent. Mm-hmm. The Kristen Bell,
that Christmas Text Me song. Yeah.
Oh my God, so funny.
It's funny.
It's so good.
When I first heard it, I wasn't really sure how I felt about it because I was like, I don't know if this is like text me on Christmas.
Text Me Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Featuring Kristen Bell. The album is called Under the Influence Holiday Edition. It's great.
Yes, a must buy for all Straight No Chaser fans and non Straight No Chaser fans. Well,
true.
I mean, if you don't like them, I don't buy it, but you know, that doesn't make any sense. Buy it anyway. Support them. They're very good.
Better anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. Giving
Tuesday was recently. Give to them. Extend it through the month. Anyway.
That's what they mean by Giving Tuesday. Buy our album.
Yeah, that's right.
My favorite track from that album, obviously, is they re-recorded Wonderful Christmas Time with Paul McCartney.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I haven't gotten through the whole album
yet. Yeah,
I've done
good.
The like iTunes snippet thing.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
The whole album is great. It's
not payday for another couple of days.
That's
so
right.
I'm not going to like hold off. Yeah.
It's on Spotify. If you want to listen to it for free?
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it is. I do recommend buying it because it is a must-have.
Their version of "We Three Kings" is my favorite version of that song.
So good.
Yeah, I love the like James Bondy.
Yes.
Like, do 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 do. I love it.
But you were saying their 12 Days of Christmas.
I love their 12 Days of Christmas. I like a lot of versions of their music, but I was looking at their track list Christmas Cheers.
Yes,
I think it was their. Second album. But there's a couple of songs on there. I was like, at the track list, just like Santa Claus is coming to town and like stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I love that song, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I wanted to mention two things before we wrap up.
Okay.
One, have you ever heard I think it's Bing Crosby version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Because it's weird.
I don't know if I know the Bing version.
Halfway through the song, Rudolph starts singing.
Oh, God.
And it's really, he's like, I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, God.
I have a very shiny nose. It's really weird. Well, I'll find it. We'll listen to it off. We'll listen to it off air. Because I remember listening to it the first time. I was like, what is this? Second thing, nothing gets me. Two things, actually. I'm always a big fan of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Because I love
the Grinch, but also because I'm a bass singer. And so
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff, like, I like that song. Like, that's the Christmas song that I can sing.
Right.
That's great. Yeah. Third, no song. And I say, no song, sir, gets me in the Christmas mood like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Oh, that's a great one.
Makes you instantly think of 18th century carolers.
That song and
19th century carolers.
19th century. Here. Yeah. Oh, yes. No. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Love that song. Me too.
That and I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day.
Or, good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. Where can the good people find us on the internet?
They can find us, beerwithgeeks.com. gmail.com.
That's better.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Now, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Tell us about your favorite Christmas songs. Tweet at us at Beer with Geeks. Find us on Facebook, Beer with Geeks. Rate us on iTunes. Give us a review. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. All that fun stuff.
If there are enough people that email us or tweet at us or anything like that, you know, like, we could tally up the favorite Christmas song into our own rendition of that Christmas song.
Whoa.
Only had a half a beer. I'm getting crazy right now.
One last honorable mention before we go for me.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Colton, Chiron Beta Prime. It's his song about a family that was abducted by aliens, by robot aliens, and they're trying to celebrate Christmas, even though they're enslaved on an asteroid.
I'm going to say that's probably the perfect song to end on, considering this is Beer with Geeks.
All right. Sounds good.
You had to mention space.
Oh, yeah. Joko. Okay. All right. All right. Well, from us to you, a very happy holiday.
A very happy Christmas, Ron. happy Christmas, Harry. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Wassail.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.